This is Dr. Mejia dictating for the patient. Antonia Gutierrez, medical records 143804, October 12, 28, 1974. Referring physician, Dr. April Oxford. Procedure performed EGD and colonoscopy. Secondary procedure biopsy. State of the procedure, October 28, 2022. Indications, screening for colon cancer, hysterostomal carcinoid, presumed diagnosis, impression 1, diminutive polyp in the body of the stomach, number 2, mild gastritis, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, 2 colon polyps removed, per paragraph, depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum. For the EGD, for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediately, medication, aspirin, one anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, per paragraph, opera procedure, aspirin, double template, per paragraph, findings, otopharynx, appear normal, per paragraph, esophagus, appear normal, per paragraph, stomach, there's mild diffuse fascia, intimidating, antrum, body biopsy, taking Irish pylori, per paragraph, there's a diminutive polyp in the body of the stomach, biopsy taken, per paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, relapsed celiac disease, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, peer in the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp, about 3 millimeters, pelco biopsy, polypectomy performed, per paragraph. Rest of the sigmoid descending colon appear normal, per paragraph. Sphenoid flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Transverse colon, hepatic flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Ascending colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, pelco biopsy, polypectomy performed, per paragraph. Cecum appear normal, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number, monitor clinic, next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, next number, patient will need a repeat EGD in 2 years to follow up on stomach carcinoid period, end of the day.